listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan. We are bringing you local food reviews.
Are you okay?
Live from, not live, but we're live.
We're live.
Recorded.
We're alive.
Yeah, we're barely.
We'll see how this picture goes.
We're here at Magon Bistro.
Yes. Which does not exist, apparently.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about that on the show.
Okay.
But apparently, it, like the rest of the Twin Cities Vietnamese scene, doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, it's a black hole.
Yes. We're not actually here. This is all our imagination.
Dave's not here, man.
That's right. You know, I finally listened to that bit.
Yeah.
It's not that funny. No,
but you'd be surprised at how many times I've gotten that over my life.
I'm sure you have.
Not anywhere near as funny at all.
I'm sure it is fairly worse for you.
Man, Dave's not here. Shut up. Anyway,
the problem with that bit, like, like a lot of stoner humor,
yeah,
is that once you get the joke.
It's not nearly as funny,
but also when all you have to do is say the name of it and you've gotten the joke. You know the bit. And it doesn't go anywhere interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you know everywhere that this riff is going to go.
I can't even think of a stoner comedy that I've actually laughed hard at.
Would you count Mitch Hedberg?
No. Because he wasn't that funny.
Oh, yeah, you see?
I said it.
That's just
and
not cool.
And the Goonies was terrible.
Let's see.
And Labyrinth was a hack job. Jim Henson's worst work.
I'm ignoring you.
Jim Henson's worst work.
That might even
that might
be
have
true.
Actually killed him.
No, that was the AIDS.
It was pneumonia, you jerk.
But he had AIDS, and the pneumonia certainly didn't help.
He had AIDS?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
If you have pneumonia, there are two ways you can die from it. A, AIDS. B, being fat.
You sure?
I will bet you $10. Look that shit up right now.
Continue to vamp.
Yeah, that's right.
Jim Henson did not have AIDS. How dare you, sir?
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. Awesome. Continue to vamp.
Sir. Well, it's. I'm marveling at your own. You besmirch.
And Wikipedia as.
Yeah. Here's a fun tip, and I might have talked about this before on the show, but yep. It's been a while. You know, my fiance is a library science major. She's learning about libraries and information security and all that stuff.
Right.
There have been studies about the accuracy about Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And outside of popular culture, like recent popular culture, Wikipedia is as accurate as any encyclopedia.
Is as accurate. I believe it.
Simply, you know, and it has a lot to do with the fact that the people involved in it are, you know, the editors are sticklers for that stuff. I mean, obviously, you're going to get your vandalism with any sort of recent news. There's going to be a problem. But Wikipedia has been proven by science. Granted, I read that study on Wikipedia, so you know, take it for what it's worth. You need to Google faster.
I've already found it.
Okay.
Their official cause of death was first reported as Streptococcus pneumonia, a bacterial infection.
Sure.
Bacterial pneumonia is usually caused by Streptococcus pneumonia, a alpha hemolytic species of Streptococcus.
All right. You've used up all your vocabulary.
Ancestor's cause of death, however, was organ failure resulting from Streptococcus pyogenes, a severe group A streptococcal infection.
Yeah, I'm not denying
it's not
that
AIDS.
Part. He had AIDS, though.
There's nothing in here about AIDS. Nothing. There's nothing in here about AIDS. There's nothing in Wikipedia about AIDS.
He was like one of the big people behind it. I could have... Fine, I owe you $10. That's fine.
Just, no, you don't even have to owe me $10. Just tell me I'm right.
Why?
Just say that I'm right.
No, we'll just move past it.
I'm willing to forego the $10.
I would rather pay you $10.
Really?
Yes.
Just say I'm right.
No, you see, here's the thing.
God.
It has nothing to do with you being right or not.
Petty man.
It has nothing
you
to do with
sad,
that.
Petty
no,
man.
That is true. That is entirely true.
Embarrassed to be with you.
You should be. Well before this. But it has nothing to do with me not, you know, being comfortable with being wrong. I'm fine with being wrong. I'm even fine with you when you're right.
Right.
But the fact that you want it and it might give you some small bit of joy means I'm against it.
I'm letting you off the hook. I don't care. You don't owe me the $10.
I don't care. I'm going to find the reference.
It's not on Wikipedia, therefore it is not law.
Well, I will find this.
It has to be a credible source. We're talking.
It's fine.
Like, it can't be like.
Do you count fancypantsgangsters.com?
No, it's not even close.
No? Damn.
This episode is called Jim Henson Does Not Have AIDS.
Jim Henson's AIDS.
AIDS benefit. We're a little bit behind.
Yes, Jim Henson's AIDS, much like the Vietnamese scene in Minneapolis, actually does not exist.
Exactly.
See, it all comes back around.
Exactly. So let's talk about where we're at.
Is it Ngon's? Is that? That always sounds like I'm pronouncing it wrong. There's so much Vietnamese.
Right.
That sounds like you're saying it wrong.
It's Ngon, I believe. It could be Gong, Mr. Gon.
Gon?
Anyway, it's a French Vietnamese hybrid, more Vietnamese than French.
Yeah.
But it's all locally sourced ingredients.
Yes.
And when we mean all, it's all. I mean, for lack of a better term, there's a bunch of white guys back there cooking. They're cooking good Vietnamese food.
What does them being white guys have anything to do with?
Well, around here, it's a lot of family mom and pop places.
Yeah.
Area. You know, that's what it's known for.
I'm just trying to get to the root of your anti-white racism here.
What I'm saying is that these are Caucasians that have taught themselves.
Yeah, we discussed the whiteness of them already.
Right. That they have basically taught themselves these, you know, Vietnamese dishes that have brought in their French influences as well.
Yes.
I think the unique thing is the locally sourced aspect of it.
Awesome.
And the rabbit will be up soon.
Excellent. Awesome.
Oh man.
Hi there.
That looks delish.
Never say that.
Say that I'm right then.
The only people that say delish are 80-year-old women.
Mm. Then call me Helen. But that's higher than hell.
It's a little warm.
Actually, the carrot salad is something pretty good.
But tasty. Speaking of warm, it is officially hot as fuck out.
Yes.
Like, I even heard Paul Majors say hot as fuck on television.
Are you sure? Because Paul Majors is out in California.
I don't know why he was talking about it.
He's been on
Paul Majors also has AIDS. Like, did you know that?
For like 7 years, too.
No, not Paul Majors. Paul Douglas. God damn it, I screwed up my own joke.
Paul Douglas isn't on television anymore.
He can still say stuff.
He might.
People not on television do say stuff on occasion. This show is an example.
I know. I'm just saying.
Apparently the heat has made us extra combative today.
No, I'm just enjoying how wrong you are, Mort.
I really don't care. God damn it. Egg rolls are hand food.
Yes. They are hand food. Anyway, our first course has arrived.
Yes.
We got multiple courses coming. Okay.
This will be a feast.
We're doing, what do they call it? Monday, something Monday?
It's the
Buddy Monday?
Monday, beer with a friend. Beer with a buddy.
Beer with a buddy.
It's a hell of a deal, I must say. You get a pitcher of beer, and you get two choices. Either they're both Liftbridge. You either get the Farm Girl, the Saison. Thank you. You either get the Farm Girl Saison or their Crosscut, which is a pale ale. And they're apparently out of the Saison, which is fine with me because I wouldn't order it. Farm Girl's good in a bottle, not as a pitcher. That's a little much, in my opinion. Saison is, to me, even though it's completely against its history, Saisons for me are a sipping beer.
Really?
I don't like really hoppy, really bitter beer.
Oh, man. I just polished off a six-year Farm Girl 2 weekends ago.
I don't mind it. I just can't drink a lot of it.
It's like something like four bottles in the night.
That's because you're an alcoholic.
That's true.
You're not true. A standard measure.
Exactly. I'm not the metric system.
No. But no, yes, the Beer with a Buddy deal is you get the pitcher, you get your choice of either chicken or pork.
Nope.
Egg rolls.
Vegetarian or pork.
Vegetarian or pork.
Or shrimp.
It was always pork for me, so again, I don't care. I don't care what else the other options are. And then you get two of the traditional entrees. And they split those up because they have the traditional entrees, which are like pho and the other. Okay, pointing at me is not helpful in this case.
Well, what you ordered.
And what I ordered, what we both ordered, because we both got the traditional stuff. They do have other entrees. They have a sweet potato ravioli, which sounds fantastic. They do a
elk steak.
They do a steak. They do a steak au poivre. They do a couple different things.
Different things with duck.
Yeah, much more traditional French
right.
stuff.
Correct.
And that does not count for this special.
Right.
But still, two entrees, a pitcher of beer, and an appetizer for $30. That's hard to beat.
Freeman deal.
Yeah. But it is a Monday thing only, so.
Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for picking this place. I've not been here since I left my previous employer, which was just a little bit up the road.
I've never been here.
This is uncharted territory for us.
St. Paul?
Frogtown.
Oh, yeah.
Frogtown in particular. And Frogtown is a... I think it's kind of derogatory. But
a little bit, yes.
But it's an area of St. Paul along the University Avenue area that is primarily Vietnamese, Hmong, Korean, smaller Chinese and Cantonese influences in the restaurants here.
Mm-hmm.
No Japanese to speak of. No.
It's Southeast Mainland Asia.
Exactly. A lot of mom and pop places.
Yep.
Notable ones that... we'll eventually probably do shows from Hoa Bien, which is if you know the area is Lexington and University. They have Saigon, which is known for their pho noodle soup, probably the best in the city, or has been widely known as the best in the city.
I haven't actually had any of the sauce.
And then you have Nagan Bistro. Where we're at. It's about as traditional as you'll get in the Twin Cities for as far as the area. You have Jasmine Deli, Jasmine 26 on Eat Street.
Mm-hmm. Right next to Bad Waitress.
Yep. And you have some cool outlets out in the burbs that are actually pretty decent because they're again more mom and pop places. But this is the epicenter. This is where it came from. What are you looking for?
Stole my knife.
No, there was only one knife.
Oh, there was? Oh,
sorry.
That's what I get for not paying attention. All right. And we'll talk a lot about the scene in a bit. But first, I must partake of this crispy rabbit. This is the first on the show. I don't think we've ever had rabbit.
I had rabbit brain.
Was it rabbit brain?
I think
or was it lamb brain?
I'm pretty sure it was rabbit brain.
No, because you're talking saffron.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Moroccan doesn't do rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty certain. I'll bet you $10. Mm-hmm. Although, you know what?
You really have to tell me that I'm wrong.
Mm. Ooh, I like this. It's in a
green curry.
Yeah, we got a. In addition to our pork dumplings, egg rolls, we got a crispy rabbit dumpling, which is described as a quick open here. Singer House Farms rabbit rolled in a crispy shell with herbs, served with a quick sweet curry sauce and a tomato basil confit. And I'm excited for this because it's been many a moon since I've had rabbit of any form. Oh, disarm. But as I was saying, the sweet curry sauce is very, very flavorful. I gotta give them credit on that.
When you said, hey, let's go here tonight, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That the lunch specials here are amazing. They do a banh mi sandwich that is fantastic with a served warm. So instead of just having a cold sandwich, it's warm with a fresh pork tenderloin on there. It's like $7.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, granted.
This dumpling is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I told you.
That is pretty wicked.
No, I before the show started, I said we had a good run of pocketed foods. I think this just adds to it.
Yes, I would give you that. All right.
Can you cut me off of a slice?
Well, here, I'm just going to cut off my part, and then you can have the rest.
Were you too scared to cut off a full piece, or what?
Hmm?
Were you too scared to cut off a full piece of it?
No, but I'm doing this so that I don't eat the whole damn thing.
Oh, okay, I appreciate
it. I'm doing this for you.
I appreciate that.
But anyway, as I was saying before, it's hot as hell. It's according to my the thermometer in my car. When I got here, it was 99 degrees.
Your car is new, so it should be fairly accurate.
You would think so, but it's a little dark, so you maybe fudge it a degree or two. But needless to say, it's extremely hot.
It's miserable hot.
And.
Man, oh man, it was that good.
I know.
I would have a soup with just that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, it's clearly a curry sauce, right. But it's not like, it's not hot at all. Like, it's
flavorful.
It's very sweet. Like, there's I don't want to say there's no heat to it, because you get a little bit of like a, more of a peppery
flavorful.
Kind
yeah.
of thing,
yeah.
But it's not, yeah. there's no... This isn't like a see-through time kind of hot that mm-hmm. a lot of curry can be.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to use a fork on this because I'm American, damn it. But as I was driving here, because it's a bit of a hike for both of us, really.
Yeah, way to pick them.
Well, there are reasons why we picked this place, which we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. But first off, I think the heat has baked people's brains. Because, in the 2 or 3 mile stretch between my place and the big exit that we have to take, I counted at least 5 accidents or cars on the side of the road.
Now, you've got a road buckle going home.
I do.
That you have to deal with.
I do. Except as I passed said road buckle.
Yeah.
That is not the sign, because we have above the bridges and some of the bigger intersections, they've got the LED sign.
Yep.
So they can write specific things. So if something's going on, they can do up to the minute kind of information. And one of those signs as I passed, did not call it a road buckle.
What did they call it?
Actually called it a pavement failure. Which to me...
That's terrifying.
It's vague enough where my mind just fills in the blanks. And when I think of failure, I think of catastrophic failure. So I'm imagining pavement exploding.
I was more along the lines of thinking like I-35W bridge collapse.
That's more than a pavement failure, I think, at this point. I think at that point they just write down the sign, "It happened again." Fuck you, Plenty.
Makes me wonder what they actually did put on the signs that day.
Don't go anywhere near here.
The bridge be down. People be dead and swimming.
You gotta see this shit.
Exactly. YouTube this bitch.
Oh, well, not only are we combative today, but we're filthy. Exactly. We're sailors today. We're definitely earning that explicit tag.
Damn right. Isn't it appropriate if I lick the plate? I pick it
it's
up.
It's no worse than some of the things you've done.
It's true.
But so far, I have very high hopes for this place.
Oh yeah,
because we've talked about this on the show before. St. Paul for me, it might as well be Nashville.
There be dragons.
Yeah, it's here be dragons. Yeah. It's just like I don't know anything. I don't know where anything is. Right. I don't know anything. Like if it's not.
And every single time you like actually put some time in to pick a restaurant, we end up in St. Paul. And you're like, I don't fucking know where it is.
Yeah, why would I know where it is?
Right, and it's Flight of the Navigator. You know?
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman, nowhere to be seen here.
I know, I'm sorry. Flight of the Navigator. Pee Wee Herman wants to know that.
You want to bet $10? He was the voice of the ship.
He was. Well played, sir.
That's right.
Nice of them.
That's right.
Also,
very young Sarah Jessica Parker, back when she was still cute.
She's still a basic foot.
But she was cute back then. Like really? In the 80s, no. Sarah Jessica Parker was kind of cute.
No.
Girls just want to have fun.
Square pegs on
I was too young for square pegs.
No.
That missed me. But girls just want to have fun. Granted, she was standing next to Helen Hunt, and anyone looks good next to Helen Hunt.
Exactly.
That was the 80s
you
version of Renee.
Next to Helen Hunt.
That was the 80s version of Renee Zellweger, just very scrunched face.
Oh my god. If they're ever in the same movie together, does the universe just implode on
them? Yeah, the screen actually collapses within itself.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. And yet, I find Julia Stiles very attractive. And they're very similar facial styles, Helen Hunt and her.
This is Zellweger Hunt conundrum.
It was some sort of math proof there.
Exactly.
I'm just not interested in dealing with
it. Well, it's a scary thing.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Flight of the Navigator. Who else was in that? It was assorted Disney kid who was in four of those movies.
It wasn't another C. Thomas Hollis, I think. Was it?
No, it wasn't him.
He was
I want to say it's Harry something. It's Patrick. We could look it up, but
it's not the Dempsey kid.
No, it's not Dempsey. No. But we were thinking about this recently. Why isn't Disney, or any company for that matter, it doesn't have to be Disney, why are they making the good live-action kids' movies anymore? Because you look at, the 80s.
Yeah.
When you had...
The shells for your salad.
Thank you.
You had the excellent live-action stuff. You had your Flight of the Navigator, your Witch Mountain movies. Those are all right. I mean, they weren't great. I mean, they were no Flight of the Navigator. Daryl, I'd put up there. I like Daryl, and I will kick you in the junk if you say otherwise. Cloak and Dagger. Cloak and Dagger was awesome. And Cloak and Dagger is probably one of the best Dabney Coleman movies ever.
It's the first and last time that's ever been said.
I like Dabney Coleman. I enjoy his movies.
Name another Dabney Coleman movie. Not 9 to 5.
There's Cloak and Dagger. I think he was also in Daryl. Oh my god, why can't I think of it?
Because there was not another.
No, he did a ton of movies.
I know, but name a good one. A memorable one.
My mind is like a sieve.
Lawyer.
What?
I just lawyered you. Just totally.
You just lawyered me?
Yeah, I did.
What does that mean?
It means I just told you. Like, there's no such thing as another Dabney Coleman movie.
Are you trying?
There's no such thing as a good Dabney Coleman movie.
This is going to be the war of the smartphones.
Your phone is much smarter than this. Than mine.
Well,
we've already
true.
Established
that,
this.
That is true.
You know what I think this is? It's the heat. The heat has made us
angry. We're loopy.
Angry and a little bit loopy and combative.
Oh, Jennifer Leighton. Or Lawrence. I don't know who you are. You're hot regardless.
Is that the girl from X-Men?
Sure.
You got a big steaming pile. Look out. Yum. Thank you.
Anything else you need right now?
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Oh my.
I might have said this last time we had Vietnamese or Southeast Asian food. Aren't these people supposed to be, aren't these supposed to be poor countries?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we always get a barrel of food every time we go to...
That's cheap.
I know, but War Games. I knew that. That was the one I was thinking of.
Oh.
War Games.
Okay.
That is another fine Dabney Coleman movie.
Not Matthew Broderick's finest work, but...
Tootsie was also enjoyable. That's because I love Dustin Hoffman, so...
Well,
Dabney Coleman has 168 actor credits on
IMDb. You couldn't think of another one.
Well, I just picked the first one I saw. He's done a lot of TV. Okay, and here's one that I will not let you back out on.
What's that?
He was the principal on the TV show Recess, which is one of the greatest animated shows ever made.
It's not allowed.
Don't fear quality.
Don't count animated TV shows.
Why not? What's wrong with animated TV shows? Your silence is deafening, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, you asked me a question right as I was taking a bite.
Not my problem.
There's nothing wrong with animated TV shows. Nothing. It's just when they're marketed towards, you know, fourth graders, maybe you should stop watching.
Have you watched Recess?
No.
It is probably the best Hogan's Heroes since Hogan's Heroes. I will stand by that.
You're smirching Jim, you alright there? A little blowout?
A little bit. We're good.
Maybe want to use a fork? Maybe?
No. Fuck you. Spoon, you did not use fork with spoon. Or soup.
Okay. You're going to end up with most of it on me.
I have heat stroke. Why is it? Why would I care?
So let's talk about what we got.
Yeah, you talk first.
I got the bun salad, which is a rice noodle salad, cooked rice noodle, lettuce, bean sprouts, carrot, cooked rice noodle, and then you get a meat of your choice. There's cucumber in there as well, and a little bit of Thai chili pepper, but not enough to kill you.
Yeah.
And then it's served with fish sauce as a dressing per se. It's very good. It's very refreshing. It's perfect on a hot day like today.
Yes.
You, on the other hand...
I got something that would be perfect on a nice December morning.
Like February 21st.
Yeah. I got the what's apparently pronounced hutu,
mm-hmm.
Which is it's kind of like a pho, but instead of pho is beef stock, whereas this is pork stock. It's a pork broth. And but you've also got the... Would you consider these ramen noodles?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of noodles would you consider these?
They're egg noodles.
Those are just egg noodles?
Mm-hmm. You had the option for rice noodle, which would have been like what I've got.
Oh, okay.
More traditional is the rice noodle. All
right. But you got the green onions, you got the... And that's pretty much it in terms of other stuff other than the meat, which I went with the chicken. So you got chicken in a pork broth. And it is... pretty outstanding. And normally I'm kind of against I'm not a big fan of that East Asian soup stuff like pho and stuff like that.
So why I'm kind of surprised you ordered it.
Well, excuse me, nothing else is really doing it for me. I know I'm not a big pho fan, which is fun to say. Fun, get it? Pho. Mm. fun.
Don't you ever criticize me for a bad joke ever.
I will. I will criticize you with a plum.
How are you going to criticize me with a fruit?
You're an idiot.
I know.
But yeah, this soup is pretty outstanding. Mm. It might be more. I gotta say, and you know, I think the same thing at like Senyaisen Lek, or where was the place we went to that was in Uptown? What was that called?
Uptown or East Street?
It was East Street. I count that as Uptown.
Quang.
I'm very intimidated by the food.
Right.
Because not only is it kind of different, you know, different enough to, you know, trip my suburban Minnesota warning bells, but you get, you know, you get a punch bowl full of soup. I don't care how cheap it is. That's still very intimidating.
It's a lot to handle.
It is.
It shouldn't be intimidating, though. You know, especially Vietnamese food. Because for the most part, it's not going to be spicy. It's going to be flavorful. And they give you all the accoutrement that you need to make it spicy.
What are we doing?
Very, very good.
Good.
You know, you get some jalapenos on your little side dish plate.
Mm-hmm.
You got some basil that you've ignored, some Thai basil that you've ignored. A little bit of lime. But you also have some hoisin.
Poison.
Excuse me.
Not hoisin sauce.
That's in Canada.
Yeah. It's the Canada version.
Yep. Hoisin sauce and the staple at pretty much any Chinese or Asian restaurant these days, some sriracha. Chicken spice it how you like. I'm kind of offended you haven't used the Thai basil. That's hurtful to me.
Yeah, use a fucking basil.
Yeah.
No problem with that?
Yeah.
But it's not intimidating for the spice. It's intimidating for the size.
Right.
Like, I don't know how hungry I am. I don't know if I want to have 6 pounds of egg noodles.
The thing is that you have, again, I'm going to generalize here, but
yeah,
you know, Jesus Christ, I mean, I need a shield.
Here's a problem. and this is another complaint I have with Vietnamese and East Asian kinds of food. Mm. Whenever you get a soup and you get some sort of protein in it,
yeah,
they never finish cutting it.
That's what your fork is for.
No. It's a soup, it's for a spoon. If you give me an unfinished soup, that is your problem.
You're like the worst food critic ever.
No. It's got nothing to do with it. That is just something I dislike. You know, that is just, it's, to me, it's poor. It's poor strategery. Soup should be self-contained. Shouldn't have to do work. Just in general. That's just my rule for food in general. Once it's prepared, it's done.
You had to cut the rabbit dumpling.
That is only because I had to share it with you. I would have picked that sumbitch up.
Like I did.
Yeah.
So why are we really here today? Because we could have been smart and picked some place where we didn't have to encounter road buckles or scorching heat or
pavement failures.
Or, you know, end results of the Hunt Zellweger black hole. Why are we here?
I'll let you explain. Fuck you. No, okay. So, a book came out recently.
Correct.
Called The Opinionated About U.S. Restaurants 2011. And what it is, Opinionated About is, it's a website, and it's kind of like a Yelp or any sort of kind of crowdsourced, you know, internet poll
user-based.
User review, thank you. That's what I was looking for, yeah. And so what they did was they took the best results of all of the for each like kind of geographic area, mm-hmm. for each city, and gave the culinary rundown based on these results. And there were there was one glaring kind of goofiness with it. And there was a comment in there saying that, I don't have the quote exactly, but it's basically like, you know, Fort Worth has cosmopolitan as Minneapolis and St. Paul are, one place that they are lacking is Vietnamese food. Which kind of upset some people.
I wouldn't even call it upset. It unleashed a angry fervor that I don't think I've ever seen in against a book or blog post for radical inaccuracies.
Mm-hmm. Well, really what precipitated this is that this was noticed by Dara Moskowitz, longtime food critic. She might even be a Beard Award winner, I'm not sure. For writing, obviously.
Right.
But trying to get her on the show for a while, I'd love to get her on. Specifically, maybe even to talk about this stuff. But she had a real problem with this because apparently she's a big fan of the Vietnamese scene here, as are a lot of local food bloggers. I know James Norton,
ourselves
Heavy Tittle.
I mean, me more than you, but
yeah. So she wrote an article, a blog post, and I think it was Minnesota Monthly,
mm-hmm.
where she's a regular columnist.
Yep.
She wrote a blog post basically calling this guy out, saying, "What the hell are you thinking?" And she had other comments about some of the other choices. I think what was the best restaurant was like La Belle Vie, I think
which is correct. I mean, that is the quintessential restaurant in the Twin Cities area. I mean, it's as good as it gets around here. We haven't hit it because it's really pricey. It is really pricey, and I don't know if either of us are willing to get dressed up enough to go to it.
Maybe for $200. Yeah. We got some time to save up.
Got some time, yeah. Something.
You know, but she, you know, she had a little commentary about that.
Yeah. Which is fine. La Belle Vie should be ranked where it is.
Yeah, but
it's when you're ranking, you know, best sushi is Origami Downtown. Origami is a very good place for sushi, but there are other good places to get sushi downtown, let alone in the Twin Cities area, that is going to be better than that. But yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
But the glaring,
I need time to catch up here. You're almost done.
You know, there was a, you know, it was very obvious that the author had never been to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote it on a, and didn't get a good enough cross section of actual people that lived here to actually formulate an opinion.
Which is always a danger when you're dealing with user generated material.
Correct.
You know, there's this big movement a couple years ago about the wisdom of the crowds.
Right.
And how, you know, if you open it up to everyone, then the good stuff will naturally rise. I've never believed in the wisdom of crowds. Crowds, by and large, are pretty stupid.
Right.
Okay.
And that being said, you got very biased opinions. I mean, there are other restaurants on that list that have been out of business, have gone out of business, or just, by and large, were not that good when they were open,
mm-hmm.
who were on that list. Or that have closed, you know, there's no way that they got a good enough cross-section because, for instance, Forum, which is on that list, was open 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And never had glowing reviews.
Yeah.
Ever. And that made it.
Well, you see, here is where it gets interesting. Like, you can, you know, reviews get written all the time.
And people, and you know, bloggers and other reviewers, they'll dispute them till the cows come home.
Mm-hmm.
That's not news. Even in my opinion, the whole comment about, you know, Minneapolis and Twin Cities do not have a good Vietnamese scene. That is that is a form of opinion, you know, and you know, we can argue the validity of that, whatever, but that is what it is. So Dara writes this blog post, and somehow the author of the book finds out and begins this long kind of back and forth.
Not only with her.
With everyone involved. In the comments section of the article. And in it, he reveals, you know, how basically he kind of writes off it as saying, well, you know, we did this based on, you know, user reviews and all that stuff. And you can...
bless you.
Excuse me. You know, it's like you can question our methodology, but, you know, here's the link to how we did the survey and all stuff. Everything was cool. And he might have even had a point.
Right.
Okay. You know, but here's the really entertaining part for me. As they were digging through the methodology of how they arrived at that La Belle V was the best restaurant, how Origami was the best sushi, and all that stuff. As people were looking through this methodology that they laid out, it was discovered that a lot of the reviews were advertised, or the ability to review things were advertised in La Belle V's newsletter. And it then became clear that, and the guy even admitted this, is Steve, I forget his last name, but Steve something. He basically said is for each geographic area, they pick one restaurant to be kind of the focus restaurant, and they kind of spin everything from there. Which to me strikes me as very skewing.
Inaccurate. You pick one of the most expensive places to eat in town.
Mm-hmm.
Bar none.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally cannot get much more expensive than that. You're going to have steakhouses in town where, yeah, you're going to pay for the cook.
Yeah.
But per dish, few places are more expensive than La Belle V.
Mm-hmm.
And the places that they picked were also high dollar places.
I know 2021 got featured.
Which is, again, no longer.
But, you know, honestly, when it comes to books, I'm willing to forgive that a little bit because there's the lead time with pressing and printing and all that stuff.
I'll allow it, but it's been almost 9 months since that was announced that was leaving and D'Amico was going in there. 9 months, that's...
It doesn't matter. As long as reviews are still being done. I mean, imagine if Yelp put out a book. I mean, that's the basic idea.
Well, it goes back to how accurate is a book these days? You know, why would you, when all other mediums are gotta have it now, or I have it now, or I had it 5 minutes ago, why the hell would I buy a book? Why would I buy a book of restaurant reviews?
Yeah.
Why would I buy a book of reviews?
I think so.
Yeah, you're leaving men behind there.
I had half a gallon of soup.
Pussy. I applaud your effort.
You put
a massive dent in.
Here's the other downside. I'm a bit scruffy right now.
Yeah, so you're wearing most of it?
Yeah, yes. Beards, not good for soup.
No.
So I'll be smelling like hutu for the next...
Actually, I have to take a shower.
I know.
Post-Vietnamese eating.
Yes.
It's misleading. It's inaccurate. Because we haven't done a whole lot of Vietnamese places. We just haven't. But the places that we have done have been very good.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, I've eaten in Vietnamese places in Boston and San Francisco and, you know, Dallas and you know, more, even in places that have
Chinatown, if you will. And I think that the stuff here stacks up well, if not better.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if you want a good reason for that,
yeah.
I'll give a plug to our buddy James Norton, his book, Minnesota Lunch.
All right.
The whole chapter on banh mi sandwiches. They go into that, why we have such a good Vietnamese scene here in Twin Cities.
Right.
So a little plug to that. I'm still reading that book.
It's a wonderful, it's really well written.
It's a great book. It's, and honestly,
if there was ever a book that made you hungry,
that is true.
Do we want to look at any desserts?
Heck yeah.
I would love to, but it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
But, yeah, no, it's a fantastic book.
I still have dreams about the Cheeky Monkey meatloaf sandwich.
They haven't gotten that far yet.
I wake up in like a cold sweat.
The downside is I read books. I read books very slowly.
Yeah.
Because I tend to be reading 8 or 9 at a time. But also the Minnesota Lunch is also my bathroom book.
I would have figured you would have blown through that already.
No, I've been eating good, so.
So you're obviously not carrying it with you at work.
No, I don't. I don't read books at work.
You don't?
No, I'm not in the bathroom that long.
Your power dumper?
It's all. I feel like it's a performance. And in my experience, especially with live performances, I want to get in and out, on and off stage as quickly as possible.
You're a little case of stage fright.
It's not a stage fright. It's more of a. I don't want to linger around for the reviews. Is really what it is.
But you also give, free showings to friends and family every once in a while.
No.
Well, you got a mesh chair at work, don't you?
No, I got a new chair.
Oh, you did?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, honestly, no. Since I've been eating better with the diets and stuff. That has not been that big of an issue.
I've noticed that whenever I bring food from home, I don't have to worry about it. Which is... What I might bring from home might not be any healthier. But I don't have to... I know that I'm A-okay. I'm good till like 7 or 8 p.m.
Which, speaking of which, you won't get any this week because you didn't actually come to my place this time. You probably won't get any next week because...
They'll be gone.
They'll be nasty and... I don't really see us making them again, but Heather, God bless her, has decided to branch out and do more savory muffins.
I'm intrigued and both horrified at the same time.
And she did a prosciutto and parmesan mini muffin.
Does it have like little pieces of prosciutto in it?
Oh yes.
Like little nuggets of ammy goodness?
Yes it does. It is a really interesting thing. Now granted, this is a Weight Watchers recipe, so...
It's not a morning thing. It can't be a morning thing.
It kind of fits wherever.
Really?
But here's the weirdest part of it. You take a bite of one,
yeah.
And they're tiny. I mean, they're like meatball size.
Yeah.
And both Heather and I came to the same conclusion independently. The nearest description I can come to with a taste is cheap macaroni and cheese. Can't explain it.
I had this image in my head where you were going to go with it, like it was going to be like cornbread with a little crackling crust on it.
No.
Put a little bacon crust on it.
No. See, I would expect that.
All right.
No.
That's weird.
It's really bizarre. And possibly, I cannot remember a time when I've eaten something and wanted to drink water so quickly afterwards.
It had to be dry as well.
It wasn't even that it was dry. It was just with the prosciutto and the parmesan. It was just like
parmesan
salt.
Is dry. I mean, it's dry and nutty.
Yeah, it was like instant salt bombs.
Yeah, the parmesan has that overt nuttiness to it.
where I can see that absolutely, that the first thing you want is water.
Yeah.
And a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good. I will not say it was not good.
Right.
It wasn't fantastic.
I fancy myself as a bit of a muffin connoisseur.
I can tell.
Right. Well, if we're comparing apples to apples, it's what I'm probably going to grab for behind a bagel. If I had my druthers, I'm going bagel first.
And your ancestors cried.
Exactly. I'm going for bagel first, and then I'm more leaning towards a muffin, and then a donut. I know.
Wow.
I know.
Third place?
I know. It's the donut just is so sugary, and I want a big glass of milk with it. At least for the muffin, at least I don't feel awful afterwards. When they bring in donuts at work, it's always from like Yo-Yo, and I need like a big old glass of milk.
Are you really complaining?
No, I'm not complaining, but it's just like, oh, it's like dessert at that point.
I will almost always go for the bagel if I have the option.
Right.
It's part of my greater stuff theory. You can do a lot of stuff
with
a bagel.
Yeah, you can.
Because muffins should not be topped. That is my opinion.
What about a little schmear butter?
No.
Even a little bit of melted butter?
No.
A blueberry muffin?
No.
Change your life?
No. I've had it.
Why don't you like it?
Muffins should be self-contained. You shouldn't need to add anything. You shouldn't need to subtract anything.
I'm just saying it makes a good thing and a fantastic thing even better.
I disagree. I think it's a lateral move.
Really?
Yes. Because while as good as the butter may be, you have damaged the spirit of the muffin.
Okay. All right.
I'm very animistic when it comes to my baked goods.
What about cornbread?
I'm like, I don't like cornbread, so.
Okay, well.
Although I've come around on it, but by and large. And again, this goes into... this goes into another thing I've talked about before, and that elementary school lunches have completely turned me off cornbread, because that cornbread's terrible. And the only time I ever had cornbread was in school lunches.
Right.
So that's my only reference. And so there's still a lot of that psychological damage going on in the back of my head as I throw a chopstick. But what were we talking about? No, yeah, muffins, they should stand alone. Bagels, game on. I'll get weird looks when I go to like I'm a big fan of Cozy, which is I don't know if it's a local chain or not.
No, it's a national chain.
Is it? Okay. I get their breakfast club, just egg, bacon, cheese. I think that's it. I'm not sure, but I get it on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Ish. Ew.
See, it's not you. It's complex.
Ew.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. I like that mix of the savory and the sweet. And Cozy's cinnamon raisin bagels, they've got like this like glaze, like hardened sugar glaze over it. Oh, they're fantastic. Try it.
No. Ew.
Why? What is your problem with that?
I get the savory and sweet, but that's like when you get like a cinnamon raisin bagel. I want like a honey nut cream cheese over or something like that. I want something equally sweet.
Cinnamon raisin. I did this morning. This is my exact breakfast this morning. It wasn't Cozy, but I made it at home.
Okay.
Cinnamon raisin bagel, onion chive, cream cheese.
Ish.
It was awesome.
Ew. I got savory.
I'll go the other route. I'll have like an onion bagel. So a strawberry on that. Oh my god, that's awesome. I also might be pregnant. This might be something to look into.
Are you carving out like a dill pickle and making a spoon out of it so you can eat the strawberry ice cream?
No.
Oh.
No.
Ew.
No, I didn't say strawberry ice cream.
I love it. Ice cream in general.
No.
Ew. Ew. I'll do savory and two things that might not mix. You know, I'll do an onion bagel with the smoked salmon cream cheese.
Yeah, that's fine.
But no, ew. Ew.
I'm telling you, man, you're missing out.
Your taste buds are morbid and it frightened me. Ish. What's wrong with you?
I'm also a big fan. It's not quite as savory, but it definitely doesn't fit. The cinnamon raisin with a slice of ham and just a regular slice of cheese on top, like American cheese.
You are wrong. I'm
telling you, man. It's pretty awesome.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
What?
That's like what the hell is that? The breakfast sandwich at McDonald's with the pancake.
Yeah, I finally had one of those.
Ish.
McDonald's breakfast is an abomination unto the Lord. Like, it is.
What about something that really sausage with muffins?
No. Muffins? Terrible. McDonald's muffins? Extra terrible.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You couldn't be more wrong.
No, no. I'm.
What the hell is the
breakfast fast food battlefield
lexicon?
I am a Burger. I wave the Burger King flag mightily when it comes to breakfast.
I know you do. I know you do.
Just a general more Burger King fan myself, but we've talked about that before. You're gonna ask me a question here.
It was, what the hell is the name of the thing? What's the name of the pancakey thingy?
The McGriddle?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the damn thing.
Yeah, they're not that good.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah. But again, that goes with, that does fit. I should like it. It fits in that sweet and savory, because you get the McGriddle with like the bacon or something like that. Like, that should totally work. But McDonald's, it doesn't. You know why? Because McDonald's is the devil.
Right. No.
Yes, right.
You're wrong, dude.
McDonald's, by almost on every on a dish for dish basis, you cannot find for me a strata at which
the nugget.
I like Burger King nuggets better.
I don't think we can ever be friends with this woman. There's a crackhead out there. Out of her damn mind. She's walked in here, walked back out, was walked back across the street. Here we got hit by about four or five cars. She's talking to herself. Yeah. Out of her damn mind.
Something's going on. Anyway. No, I prefer Burger King chicken. Their burgers, by and large, you know, without exception, are superior.
The chicken sandwich is compared to the two.
I'll take the Burger King chicken sandwich.
What is wrong with you? It's like I don't even know you anymore.
I'm telling you. The only thing that McDonald's is good for is their dollar menu.
Although the rodeo cheeseburgers on the dollar menu at the Burger King.
Is it?
That's really good.
I've had it.
Oh. Onion ring and barbecue sauce and a cheeseburger.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Oh, it's just like, oh, where have you been all my life?
Yeah. So on to higher class fare.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you've been here before.
I've been here before. I've been here a couple times before. I've had that rabbit dumpling like twice now.
Yeah.
Good. I would travel over many a pavement failure for that. Absolutely. It's so good. And that sauce that it comes in, like I said, easily make a soup on it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah. Or a gravy. Maybe not a soup, but a gravy.
Oh, it would taste good on your knuckle.
Well, my knuckles happen to be pretty fantastic.
I could pour it on my black leather shoes right now, and they would taste awesome.
I would take you up on that, but no.
Yeah, like a bacon curry thing.
Bacon? Your shoes normally taste like bacon?
My feet are so hot right now, I've actually cooked the leather. It's not pig.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's crispy, though.
You're kind of dumb.
Shut up.
For my first time here, I really enjoyed it. You're right, that dumpling, outstanding.
Right.
The egg rolls, extremely good. I want to try some of their less traditional entrees. I mean, mine was good. I certainly enjoyed it. But again, it just goes to my general
anxiety when it comes to East Asian cooking. It's, just, it's too much.
They're tiny people.
I'm speaking. I know. They're tiny.
They can out-eat you.
They're tiny.
Man up, man.
They're tiny people with no money. How the hell do you come with a punch bowl full of
man
soup?
Up.
Just saying, maybe the country would be so poor if they did manageable sizes of food.
Well, a whole family shares that. You actually just ate for four.
Well, then that makes sense. Okay. Well, I am eating for two.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, that's right. I'm pregnant. I'm willing to admit.
That being said, it's good. For what we got was an insanely good deal.
Oh yeah.
Pitcher of beer. The junior finish.
Beer. I've been talking.
Thicker,
I have to carry the show.
Half a man.
I have to carry.
Carrying a child.
I have to carry the show.
And you're carrying a
you
child. That's about all you're doing.
You're eating your little Nancy boy salad.
Let me ask you something. When they tailor your pants, did they make room for your huge vagina? Did they make enough room for that?
It's not nice to do while I'm drinking, dude. That's not cool.
It's like huge curtain rods, you know, just.
Curtain rod?
Just curtains, actually.
Yeah, you can't even insult me properly.
I did.
You're too busy thinking about my junk.
I am. Can you blame me? It's magnificent.
It is.
Paintings have been done.
Better men than you have tried.
Yeah. But yes, it is a screaming deal.
That's right. It's Mondays only.
Mondays only.
But it's all day.
Right.
It's not like happy hour or something like that. Like, it's all day.
Right. And their happy hour is pretty good. It's $1 off all Minnesota brews, and they've got a really good tap list.
Yep.
And it's mostly, and it is all regional. And their tap beers are only $5 and $6 a piece.
$3. Tap beers are $3, small plates are $5.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We got here later, otherwise we would have done that.
They do a local charcuterie plate, which look amazing as well. Like four different types of duck.
Yeah. What I like about this place is supposed to be a place like Sinai and Lefty, which I enjoy.
Right.
I don't mind it. But
I wouldn't know.
It gives me options.
I missed that one.
Your legs ain't broken. You can go.
I have gone.
Yourself.
I have gone.
Okay. But there's some options. Like, you know, if, you know, Heather is much bigger Vietnamese noodle person than I am. But knowing that I can get ravioli or something like that and still get a good high-class meal and still get that dumpling, that's good for me. I can work with that.
You might have to get two dumplings.
I may.
Because there's no way you're going to split another one of those.
No, I'll just tell the fucking...
Get your own damn dumpling.
Yeah, and then I'll walk home.
Exactly.
It'll be worth it, though. I'll get one for the road. I'll just walk home and just get a
full dumpling belly.
That's right.
Might get robbed on each university.
Right, crackhead might take my dumpling.
Exactly.
So highly recommend it.
Absolutely.
I would say. It's a bit of a trek if you're not already around here.
Yeah.
And
not exactly easy to find, either.
No. There's, like, no signs.
No, a GPS is your friend.
Yes.
Luckily, they are listed in... And pretty much any GPS is going to be able to find it. And they do have a very good website, actually, too.
Yeah.
Updated regularly.
And we didn't have time to talk about it, but I think next week we'll talk about the Wisconsin craft brew story that's going on right now.
Controversy.
The controversy.
That's all we do, is we discuss controversies around.
That's what we do. Did Jim Henson actually have AIDS?
No, he did not.
Find out. I'm going to do some digging.
Go ahead.
Because at the very least, I want to figure out how I thought that.
Wikipedia is law.
That may be. But anyway. I think we can wrap up here. Sorry. The heat is getting back to me. We've counteracted.
Your lack of beer.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Are you done?
I've got a half a beer left.
You want to take it?
No. Because
then shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
I've said this at work.
I'm hot. Leave me alone.
I've said this at work several times. If you're not willing to contribute, you don't have the right to complain.
And I'm done.
All right. Of course, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you by HopCharts.com for all of your beer cataloging needs. We are on all of the various social networks, including Twitter.com/WellFedFPG. I already checked this into Foursquare.
Thank you, sir.
So you don't have to worry about it, sir. Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife. Or Twitter, Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG. I already said Twitter, didn't I? Facebook.
facebook.com/wellfedguide2life. That's all the big ones. Oh, we do want to wish
Stitcher.
That's right. We never forget, or always forget to talk about that. But Stitcher, if you've got a smartphone, even a crappy one like Dave's, there are Stitcher apps for it. You can stream all our shows every week. They're available at the same time as the rest of the shows, or very shortly after. And you don't have to download anything. It does all the sorting for you. It's fantastic. We love Stitcher.
Thanks.
I'm a big fan. And I just looked at our stats with Stitcher.
Yeah.
And we're doing really well on Stitcher. So,
really?
So if you are already using Stitcher, thank you. And tell your friends about it. Tell your friends about us in general.
Keep stitching us up.
Stop that.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to be me.
You should be. You should be. Before we go, a quick congratulations to our good buddy Alvy at Four Firkins, who signed the lease on his new bigger place.
Good Lord.
It's an 1,800 square foot location.
It's the size of a small town home.
Yeah. So it got approved. The lease got signed. Apparently they're still waiting on the liquor license. But yeah, they said if everything goes well, they should be moved in the next couple months. So awesome. So congratulations to him. I don't remember where exactly it was.
We'll get that locked down.
We'll get the details for next week. But yeah, big congratulations to Jason and the
Furkin crew.
And all the Furkin crew. It used to be just Alvy,
right.
But now he's got a crew. Every time we go in there, he's not in there, the bastard.
I know.
He's busy accepting small business awards and such.
Yeah, bastard.
Hate him so much.
Damn him and his
success.
And his advantage of being a U.S. citizen.
Can we get him deported?
No, he's already done the whole thing.
Well, yeah, but that, you can. They can reverse that.
No,
it's like a vasectomy. It's difficult, but it's doable.
No,
it's
not. I checked. It's not possible.
If we could put him on some sort of terrorist list.
We could do that.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
All right, we got stuff to
Jason
do.
Jason Alvy is a terrorist.
That's right.
.com.
.net. .com, mistaken. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.